Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1549. Visible translated text is as follows. Then went directly to the Atlanta hospital where Dr. Ballinger waited on me. It was very possible and quite probable that blood dripped from my wounded hand upon the floor as I was passing the aforesaid dressing room. And I am not willing to state that blood did not drip from his hand to the floor in front of the dressing room already referred to. I was paid $7.50 for 2 days' attendance in court by the solicitor. Ground 18. Mrs. M. Jaffe, sworn for the movant. I have known Leo M. Frank for about 3½ years. I knew him first at number 305 South Prior Street, where he boarded before his marriage, and where I also boarded. Since the time I first met Mr. Frank, I have known him continuously and have often seen and talked to him on the streets in Atlanta and at the place of business of Mr. Jaffe and other places, and I was well acquainted with him on April 26, 1913. On April 26, 1913, I left my husband's place of business at number 74 Whitehall Street, either at 1 o'clock p.m. or a few minutes prior thereto, and I came directly therefrom to the drugstore of Brown and Allen at the corner of Whitehall and Alabama Streets. Just about 5 minutes past 1 o'clock on the afternoon of April 26, 1913, I left this drugstore, and as I did so, I recognized Mr. Leo M. Frank, who was standing in front of Jacob's Pharmacy on the opposite corner of Alabama and Whitehall Streets, looking towards Whitehall Street. I did not speak to him at the time, inasmuch as he was not looking directly toward me at the time I recognized him. I do not know whether he saw or recognized me or not, but my belief is he did not, inasmuch as I and Mr. Frank are well acquainted, and he would have spoken to me had he seen me. At the time of the trial in June and August 1913, I had no knowledge whatever of the fact that my having seen Leo M. Frank at Whitehall and Alabama Streets, 5 minutes past 1 o'clock on the afternoon of April 26, 1913, would be material in his case. And for that reason, I did not tell Leo M. Frank or his attorneys of the fact. And it was not until after the trial of Leo M. Frank that I told his attorneys of the fact. The exact time I told them I am unable to state. I am willing to come to Atlanta and testify.